तमोगुणी होते हैं।
It is said in the Niti Shastra that the Mahatma's anger, how long does it last? Only until the other person offers obeisances. If somebody has committed an offense, and suppose the Mahatma, Sadhu, devotee gets a little angry, how long will his anger last until the other person offers obeisances? He offers obeisances, but anger finished. He starts giving blessings. And if he is affectionate to somebody, how long does that last? As long as the sadhu or the devotee lives. This is given in the shloka. When they are affectionate, they always remain affectionate. Oh, their whole life. Not that they are affectionate for 2 days or 2 years and then they forget about the person. This is the symptom of a gentleman or a sadhu or mahatma. The Shastra says that the friendship with a sajjan, a devotee, it's compared to the shadow of the afternoon after 2 p.m. shadow. At noon the sun comes up and it starts to go downwards, and as it goes down the shadow gets longer and longer. By just before sunset the shadow becomes very long.
जो सज्जन पुरुष होते हैं, अच्छे लोग होते हैं, उनकी जो मित्रता होती है, स्नेह होता है, तो वो दोपहर के बाद की छाया के समान बढ़ता है।
So the devotee's friendship is compared to the shadow that is there after 2 p.m.
और जो दुष्ट की मित्रता होती है, वो सवेरे से दोपहर की छाया के समान है।
And the rascal or dushta, miscreant or khal, his friendship is like from morning, as the shadow is like from morning to noon. When the sun comes up, the shadow is very long. But as the sun comes up, the shadow becomes smaller and smaller and disappears at noon time. This is how you can recognize a miscreant or a khal, or a demoniac person, their affection decreases. When he wants to make friendship, all of a sudden he'll make a very great friendship. The shadow will be very long, but every day the friendship will decrease, and totally disappear. Just like when the sun, as it comes up. Till noon, the shadow becomes smaller and smaller and it disappears. But the devotee or a gentle person's shadow of friendship is like the sun shadow after 2 p.m. So this Kaliya is saying that we are serpents and our anger remains for a long time. If a person remains angry for a very long time, one should understand that he is a miscreant. If somebody is under the modes of nature and if somebody has offended you being under the modes of nature and he's made you angry, you should forget about it. Let it go.
कोई जाते हैं, छोड़ भूल जाए। किसको कहते हैं सज्जनता?
This is called a gentleman or a devotee. But to keep the anger in your heart for a long, long time, this is not a good symptom. This is a bad symptom. This is something we have to learn from here. There will be always somebody who will offend you.
कार हमारा हो नहीं सकता, जो लिखा गया है होना यही होगा, लेकिन कोई कारण बन गया हमारे दुख का, ये हो गया देखने में लग रहा है। फिर भी
इफ वी गोइंग टू गेट आर सम सफरिंग, दिस इज आवर ओन कर्मा, बट इफ समबडी बिकम्स एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट इन आवर सफरिंग, देन वी शुड लेट इट गो। बट इफ समबडी हैज डन यू अ फेवर, यू शुड ऑलवेज रिमेम्बर इट। So Kaliya is saying, our serpent's anger remains for a very long time. Hey Nath, oh my Lord, this is the nature, this is Swabhav.
Hey Nath,
the living entity's Swabhav nature that you have given them, it is very difficult to get over.
प्रयास करके भी मनुष्य अपने स्वभाव नहीं बदल सकता।
टू एंडेवर वेरी हार्ड एंड स्टिल इट्स डिफिकल्ट टू चेंज आवर नेचर।
यह तो देखा गया,
दिस वी हैव सीन।
स्वभाव
दुष्त्याज,
जो चाल चलन है इसको स्वभाव कहते हैं।
स्वभाव मीन्स आवर सिचुएशन, हाउ वी बिहेव, इट्स वेरी दुष्त्याज, hard to give up. This swabhav that the living entities have, Kaliya is saying, is like asat graha. It's like some a witch.
Graha kisi ko lag jaye to jaldi se chhodta nahi. Is tarah se jo asat deh ke mein jo
that it captures you and does not let you go. Therefore, in this temporary body, that bhav, the understanding of aham mameti, is very difficult. I am, this is mine. It's very difficult to give up. We also we hear so much Bhagavatam katha, we chant japa. But still, this conditioning that I am this body, I am this, I am that, it is very difficult to get rid of. This is called asat graha. So this swabhav, the nature of the living entity, is like asat graha. Then suppose the Lord says, so whose fault is it? So Kaliya says, that you have Kaliya is saying that you have created this universe. You have made the demigods, you have made the devotees, you have made this creation. Kaliya says, as if you may not like what I am saying, but you have created us.
Dhata, he Srishti Karta.
He Srishti Karta. O Lord who has created the universe. You have created this universe by the three modes of material nature. Not one kind, but millions and millions of different species. And how you have created Nana Swabhav, all different natures. Swabhav, some living entities are Shant, some are Ashant, and some are Mudas.
किसी में बहुत थोड़ी शक्ति है, किसी में बहुत शक्ति भी है, उसको वीर्य कहते हैं।
एंड सो मेनी काइंड ऑफ वीरियस, In other words, some bodies have very little energy or powers, some have more. The elephant and the lions have a lot of bodily strength, and some little insect does not have much strength at all. A person can take them in the fingertips and it can be squashed to death. It's called Nana Virya. You have made unlimited, millions and millions of different jivas. And Nana Indriya Shakti and Nana Yoni. That yoni means mothers, and many, many kinds of different mothers in different species. You've made many, many kinds, different kinds of fathers in all different living entities, species. And many, many different kinds of vasnai, material desires, and many, many different kinds of akriti, bodily forms. When you have created this universe, there are many kinds of bodies, many kinds, varieties of bodily strength, mother, father, nature, etc. They are all different. They all have differences. There is so much variety you have made. Suppose Krishna is saying, everyone has different nature, different swabhav. You have this nature. So are you saying that this, I am the cause of this? So Kaliya is asking, so who is the cause of this? Kaliya is saying sarva karan. On this question, you are the cause. Because you are the cause of everything. You are Jagadishwar, the controller of the world. You know everything. You're all knowing. You are the cause. You may consider me your own and let me go. Or you may again jump on my hoods and kill me. What can I do? Whatever you like, you can do. But you are the cause of everything. This is how Kaliya is talking, and he made Krishna quiet.
Anugraham nigraham vad manne se tad vidhei na. Tad apne banaiye.
Whatever you like, you do, but please make me yours.
Apna das banaye karke jeevit chhodiye, chahe aur pit kaat karke maar dijiye jaan.
Please make me your servant and either kill me or let me live. Whatever you like to do, what I can do.
Lekin main to ye kahunga ki aap banaye hain duniya ko.
But this I will say, that you have created everything and you have given every living entity a different kind of swabhav or nature. You are the karan, cause. Sukadev Goswami says, here, hearing this, chapter 16, text 60, you have appeared for the benefit of all living entities in your original two-armed form. You are Karj Mansa.
मनुष्य अवतार प्रकट किया
फॉर विशेष फॉर अ स्पेशल जॉब यू हैव टेकन दिस फॉर्म
कार्य मानुष कार्य क्या था भगवान का जमुना में विहार करना था गौओं को पालना
व्हाट वाज हिज कार्य हिज एक्टिविटी हिज कार्य वाज टू टेक बाथ इन द जमुना टू ग्रेस द काउ इन वृंदावन फॉरेस्ट
जमुना जो विषैली हो गई थी और उसमें भगवान जलावदाहन नहीं कर सकते
थे द जमुना हैड बिकम कंटेमिनेटेड एंड देन लॉर्ड कुड नॉट एंटर द वाटर्स एंड प्ले विद हिज फ्रेंड्स
पानी पीकर के मर चुके
The sakhas and the cows had drunk the waters and had already died. Krishna had revived them and the cows. He had come to the banks of the Jamuna to play and the Jamuna had become contaminated with poisons. The Lord thought the Jamuna should become purified, so therefore Kaliya is saying,
Sir, Sambodhan kiye. Theek hai, main hi karan hoon tumhare swabhav ko banane mein.
Suppose, and Krishna is saying, All right, so I am the cause of making your nature like this.
Sir, tvaya atra na asthayam. Ab tumhare dwara yahan nahi rukna chahiye, ab tum yahan mat raho.
My dear serpent, go away from here. Don't live here anymore. Then, suppose Kaliya says, then where I should go? In Samudra. Go in the ocean. Ma Chira, do not delay. Go right now. The miscreant had entered Vrindavan and Lord is chasing him away now. He had created a lot of difficulty in Vrindavan. Chira means late, Ma means no. Do not be late, just hurry and go out of here. As soon as possible, go. And not that you go alone and leave your family and friends here.
अपने बंधुओं के साथ अपने बच्चों के साथ और अपनी पत्नियों के साथ
विद योर फ्रेंड्स विद योर चिल्ड्रन एंड विद योर वाइव्स
समुद्र में जाओ
प्लीज गो इन द ओशन
गो निर्भिर्भुज्यते नदी नदी का उपयोग गौएं और मनुष्य करते हैं ये सांप के रहने के लिए नहीं
है दिस रिवर जमुना इज फॉर काउज एंड द काउहर्ड बॉयज इट इज नॉट फॉर पॉइजनस स्नेक टू रिसाइड इन
गौएं पानी पिएंगे बच्चे जल पिएंगे और गोप जल पिएंगे और स्नान करेंगे उनके लिए नदी है तुम्हारे लिए
काउज विल बेथ एंड ड्रिंक वाटर एंड माय सखास एंड आई विल बेथ एंड ड्रिंक वाटर दिस रिवर इज फॉर देम नॉट फॉर यू
गौओं के लिए और मनुष्यों के लिए नदी यह नदी
द लॉर्ड सेज One who hears this Leela in the morning and evening does never has to be afraid of the serpents. Krishna says, This order I have given you, this pastime, If somebody just hears it, remembers it morning and evening. If one reads, chants these verses, one will never be bitten by a snake. The Lord gave this blessings. If somebody just remembers this pastime and speaks, chants. And then he says, and if any human beings, whoever takes his bath in this in this part of the Jamuna, where I have swum, where I have punished you.
मेरे इस क्रीड़ा स्थल काली हृद में कोई भी व्यक्ति स्नान करके और देवा
दिस माय प्लेग्राउंड कालिया हृद
इस स्तर पे जल है इसके जल से देवताओं का तर्पण करेगा
एंड ही ऑफर्स दिस वाटर टू द डेमिगॉड्स
माने पितरों का ऋषियों का
और द फोर फादर्स और द ऋषिज
का पितरों का ऋषियों का तर्पण करेगा उनको जल देगा
If he offers this water to them, and if he, while fasting, if he remembers me, and worships me, he will become free from all offenses and sins. In one way, Krishna is giving a message for all of us. So one should bathe in Kaliya Hrad, the pond, and that water should be offered.
भगवान तो ये नहीं कर रहे जाकर वृंदावन से आजकल के लोग तो देवता का नाम सुनते ही चले
कृष्णा इज नॉट सेइंग दैट यू हैव टू गो बाय स्वीट्स एंड ऑफर टू द डेमिगॉड्स एंड ऋषिज एंड फोर फादर्स ही इज सेइंग दैट यू कैन जस्ट ऑफर दिस वाटर टू द डेमिगॉड्स
उनको और लोगों से संबंध है अपने परिवार से गांव से सबसे लेकिन देवता से कुछ भी नहीं
दीस डेज पीपल बिकम इरिटेटेड व्हेन वी टेल देम when they hear of the names of the demigods. They have relationship with their friends and families and their village people, but they have no relationship with the demigods. We have learnt like this. This is the Supreme Lord speaking, who we worship. He is saying that the waters of this Jamuna Hrad should be offered to demigods, forefathers and rishis. He, the Supreme Lord Himself, is instructing. He is saying demigods, etc. Etc. means forefathers, rishis, etc. He will be freed from the sins. And one who, while fasting, worships me and remembers my pastimes, he will be freed from all his sins.
कहीं भी खाने की प्रशंसा नहीं की गई
देयर इज ऑलवेज the fasting is always glorified nowhere feasting is glorified
कहीं ऐसा नहीं कहा गया कोई खा पी करके काम करेगा तो सिद्धि हो जाएगी कहीं नहीं कहा गया
नेवर इट इज सेड दैट ईट अ लॉट एंड देन डू सम सर्विस एंड यू विल बिकम परफेक्ट
उपवास की महिमा है विशेष करके एकादशी के दिन
फास्टिंग हैज ग्लोरीज स्पेशली ऑन द डे ऑफ एकादशी
एकादशी फीस्ट तक चलने लगा आश्चर्य है कलयुग
इन वृंदावन देयर इज सो मच एकादशी फीस्ट गोइंग ऑन दिस इज एक्चुअली अमेजिंग
क्या कहें
दिस इज कलयुग एक्चुअली व्हाट कैन वी से एकादशी फीस्ट इज अ कलयुग वर्ड
एकादशी और फीस्ट
Ekadashi and then feast. Those two words don't get along together. But it's going on, and devotees say that with great pleasure. Ekadashi feast. But they never stop to think, maybe this is not the right thing to say.
आगे अंधकार फैल जाएगा आदमी के लिए. कोई जो धर्म का प्रचारक कोई होता है तो उसको बहुत सावधानी से.
वन हु इज प्रीचिंग रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स ही हैज टू बी वेरी केयरफुल एज टू हाउ ही स्पीक्स एंड व्हाट ही इंस्ट्रक्ट्स, बिकॉज अदरवाइज लेटर ऑन देयर विल बी डार्कनेस ऑफ इग्नोरेंस.
हम क्या कर रहे हैं हमारे आचरण को लोग देखेंगे.
What we are doing, our actions, and what we are seeing, the general public, they learn from us.
Ekadashi and feast, dono sab dekh sakte hain na chahiye.
So Ekadashi and feast, those two words, should they go together?
Ye chalne laik shabd nahi, chal raha hai pakhandi shabd hai aaste.
This is actually a pakhandi word. It should not be spoken in this way.
Ekadashi. ऐसे ऐसे कहा जाए कामदेव और ब्रह्मचारी दोनों.
इट्स लाइक सेइंग कामदेव एंड ब्रह्मचारी टुगेदर.
साथ कैसे रहेंगे?
हाउ कैन दे लिव टुगेदर?
मैं इस शब्द पा करके यह कह रहा हूँ. उपोष्य शब्द. उपोष्य
हियरिंग दिस वर्ड उपोष्य वर्ड द लॉर्ड ही इज सेइंग.
मेरा स्मरण करते हुए मेरे इस लीला का काली दमन लीला का स्मरण करते हुए कोई मेरी अर्चना करे पूजा करे तो सर्व पाप है प्रमुख समस्त
मीन्स फास्टिंग
पाप है कर्मबंधन है कर्मबंधन के पाप कहते
द लिविंग एंटिटी हु हैज सिंस टाइम इमेमोरियल सिन कर्मबंधन. कर्मबंधन मीन्स सिन.
इसे मुक्त होना बहुत बड़ी बात है.
टू बिकम फ्रीड फ्रॉम इट इज अ वेरी ग्रेट थिंग. Lord Shri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita at the end he says Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo
Jeev ke liye
Mokshishyami.
Jab tak paap hai karma bandhan hai wo sukh se nahi rah sakta.
For the living entities it is a great sorrow that as long as he is performing activities, sinful activities, karma, he cannot be happy.
जग में स्नान करके उपवास करके और मेरी पूजा कर सब पाप से.
सो वन हु टेक्स बाथ इन दिस ह्रद दिस पॉन्ड वेयर कालियास यूज्ड टू लिव एंड ही टेक्स बाथ हियर एंड ही फास्ट एंड ही डज माय पूजा ही विल बी फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल सिनफुल रिएक्शंस.
उपवास की बहुत बड़ी महिमा है भगवान के पूजन की. ध्यान देते जाना चाहिए भागवत पर.
वी मस्ट रीड वेरी अटेंटिवली कृष्णस वर्ड्स द मैसेज दैट्स गिवन इन द भागवतम. देयर इज सो मच महात्म्य ऑफ फास्ट.
इन शब्द है मनुष्यों से और देवताओं का संबंध है. भगवान चाहते हैं हमेशा कि देवता से और मनुष्य में कोऑपरेशन रहे.
ह्यूमंस हैव अ ग्रेट रिलेशनशिप विद द डेमिगॉड्स. The Lord wants that the humans always cooperate with the demigods.
सहयोग चाहते हैं. एक बार गीता में कहते हैं कि देवान भावेता लेना.
One time in the Bhagavad Gita he says.
ये देवा भावयंतु वह भाव परस्परम भावयंतु श्रेय परम वाक्षेत्र. इस यज्ञ के द्वारा मेरे भजन के द्वारा देवताओं का पोषण करो.
With this yagya. By through my bhajan, the demigods should be satisfied.
Jagyadi karo aur devta tumhara poshan karenge, theek se barsha karenge.
And then the demigods will take care of you. They will give enough rain.
Is tarah paraspar cooperation rah kar ke meri bhakti mein vikas karo, mere dhyan mein.
In this way, you do my bhakti, satisfying. The demigods.
भगवान ये नहीं चाहते हैं कि कोई देवताओं को भूल जाए बिल्कुल निगलेक्ट करे.
The Lord does not mean that one should totally be neglectful of the demigods.
कैसे चाहेंगे?
How will he?
सृष्टि को ठीक से रखने में दो ही जीव जिम्मेदार हैं, responsible हैं, मनुष्य और देवता.
To make this universe, material universe, going properly, only two kinds of living entities are responsible in this world, the demigods and the human beings.
बाकी क्या इस सृष्टि को चलाएंगे?
the other living entities, how they can cooperate. They are animals, trees, reptiles, birds, insects, etc. There is only group of two kinds of living entities, and between these two should be cooperation. These days, among the human beings, it's becoming a fashion to neglect the demigods. As soon as we talk about, they're told about demigods, they say, oh, mythological. You have become so big. And here, Krishna is saying that one should offer the water of this hrid to demigods, etc. So many of the devotees here also, they go to Vrindavan and they go to Kaliahrad and take bath. So while taking bath in Kaliahrad, one should remember Krishna's instruction he is giving here, that this water should be used to offer to the demigods, etc. When we give them a little water in offering oblations, then they get receive it as many times in the form of nectar.
देखते हैं बैंक में छोटा सा चेक होता है लेकिन चेक एक कागज सामान्य होता है लेकिन उस चेक पर करोड़ों डॉलर हो सकते हैं.
Sometimes we see that the bank might have a check. It may just look like an ordinary small piece of paper, but on that paper could be millions of dollars.
है कि नहीं? दिखने में छोटा लग रहा है.
It may look like a small piece of paper.
बदला जा सकता है.
But it can be taken to the bank and it could be changed into money. Therefore, little bit of water in this world is received to them and many, many times of nectar. It is the duties of the human beings to do this. This is dharma. To be offered to the Supreme Lord and to be offered to demigods, ancestors, sages, etc. So here, Lord Shri Krishna is instructing to offer this water to the demigods, etc. And then he is saying to Mam Smaran Archit, to remember me. Of course, the Lord is telling us to worship Him, but at the same time, He wants us to keep friendly relations with the demigods. And to cooperate with them and not to disregard them. So Kali is now saying that if I leave from here, then Garuda will get me. I have offended Garuda, so if I go back in the ocean, he will definitely kill me and eat me. To escape from Garuda, Kaliya had come and hid in this Jamuna, because Garuda was not allowed to come to this place in Vrindavan. because there was a rishi who had cursed Garuda. Because he knew that Garuda was not allowed to come here, and therefore he was fearless and he was residing in that place in Yamuna. So Lord Shri Krishna says that the Garuda of whom you're afraid of, you have left your home in Ramanak Dvipa, and you have come to this Jamuna Hrad, this pond in Jamuna. To live here, that Garuda will not eat you anymore. Why? Because of my footprints, of my, because the imprint of my lotus feet. Because your whole body is decorated by my footprints. Now the Garuda will see him and he'll say, he has become a Vaishnava and he will not bite him, eat him. Now you become a devotee, sadhu. Just see.
धारण करते हैं ये बहुत बड़ी बात है गरुड़ जी आदि महाबल
दोज हु वेयर तिलक ऑन देयर फोरहेड्स
ये बहुत बड़ी बात
दिस इज अ वेरी
जी आदि महाबल
ग्रेट थिंग
भगवान के समान ही लगभग
गरुड़ा देयर एंड पर्सनालिटीज लाइक गरुड़ा देयर वेरी ग्रेट पर्सनालिटीज देयर ऑलमोस्ट लाइक कृष्णा
ये लोग भगवत चरण का चिन्ह का बहुत आदर करते हैं.
They have great respect for the imprint of the lotus feet of Krishna.
Guruji isliye kaliye ko nahi marenge itna aparadh ke baad bhi nahi khayenge isliye
despite all the offenses Garuda will not eat kaliya
Krishna ka ho gaya
because now he has become Krishna's.
Ab wo chhod denge
now Garuda will leave him alone. The Lord is saying very clearly, you have left your Ramanak Dvipa's house, your home and that place to come here due to the fear of Garuda. Now you go back and you are not, he will not bother you. You can be fearless.
Charan chinsham kit ho gaya. मतपाद लांछितम लांछन माने चिन्ह
मतपाद लांछिनम लांछिन मीन्स मार्क
मेरे चरण का चिन्ह बन गया
द मार्क ऑफ माय फीट आर ऑन ऑल योर हुड्स
मेरे सिर पर भगवान ने सिर पर जब ऐसे पैर मारा था पैर फट गए थे तो
When the Lord was dancing on his head and he was banging his heels on his hoods, it was breaking his hood and also printing his footprint.
Direct to khad gaye. आजकल लोग द्वारका में जाते हैं तो शंख चक्र का चिन्ह मुद्रा धारण करते हैं. Direct चरण.
When people go to Dwarka today, they put on the marks of chakra and padma gada etc. But how fortunate Kaliya was that he directly had Krishna's footprints on his hoods forever. Now Garuda will not eat him, rather he'll become his friend. You go.